Hello, my dear friends. This is G Cafe, and you are listening to the Pantley Call. As I share a cup of tea on this sunny afternoon, I happen to meet this young, handsome, enterprising Austrian filmmaker who calls himself Sandeep Kumar. And as I call him handsome, he gives me a smile also. Born and brought up in India, Sandeep has been in Austria for the last 12 years and is making a crossover Indo-German Bollywood film. Hi, Sandeep.
Hi, Chidi. How are you?
I am good, and I find it very interesting that you're making an Indo-German movie, and I would like to talk about it. You're making an Indo-German Bollywood movie. Can you please tell us about it? This is so interesting.
Yeah, this is a new kind of genre which I thought about developing four to five years from now. It was in 2007 when I was sitting on my terrace and writing on a story.
Okay.
Where I felt that something different need to be made. And having lived almost half my life in Delhi, India, and another the rest of my life in German-speaking countries, in Germany, yeah, and now in Austria, I felt that there was a need to combine both the cultures and in a form of a film.
Mm-hmm.
And make something new out of it.
Okay.
So I felt that, you know, getting the best out of Bollywood, which I've grown up with,
mm-hmm,
and getting the best out of, you know, the European cinema, mm-hmm, especially the German-speaking cinema, and making something new out of it would be a big challenge and would be something new. So it excited me, and I went ahead with it.
What's the name of your movie to begin with?
The name of the present film, which we just completed making, is Servus Ishq.
Okay. Well, what does that mean?
Servus is basically it's a form of greeting.
Okay.
In the majority of southern Europe, and I felt that it was a very appropriate title for a film, not just because you're using something from the German part and, you know, Ishq as in India.
Yeah.
But it's also you know, very relevant to the story, which means bowing down to love. And as I tell you more about the story, this title seemed to be very appropriate.
Okay, so it's basically a love story.
It is a love story, but
yeah,
it's not just a love story in the conventional sense between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a love story which has different flavors. It's a love story about a girl. It's basically about an Indian girl, mm-hmm, with Austrian roots who,
okay,
travels back to Austria to fulfill her Austrian grandmother's maternal grandmother's
desire.
Last desire.
Desire. Okay.
And it's about love towards her grandmother. It's love towards her mother. It's a love which she discovers in Austria, in an Indian. It's the love which she had known till now in India, because she was formally engaged to someone and never really knew what love means.
Okay.
And it's a love towards her Austrian-German side of, you know, of a heritage.
Okay.
So there are different flavors of love which you know, which one experiences during this travel through this film.
Okay.
So that's why and at the end of the game, at the end of the movie, she eventually makes a decision,
mm-hmm,
also in you know, in favor of love. So it's like bowing down to love, that love is the ultimate you know, aspect which makes you happy, which you have to bow down and accept,
okay,
too.
Like that.
So that's what Servus Ishq is all about.
And you have taken German actors in this, right? It must be a very difficult job to get them to do a Bollywood act.
Yeah, that was quite tough, because the entire star cast,
yeah,
of this film, which I am directing,
yeah,
written and directing, but also acting in it.
Oh my God!
So apart from me, yeah.
I didn't know this. Okay.
Apart from me, that also has a story to it. Apart,
okay,
from me, the entire cast is Austrian German.
Okay.
Which was a big challenge, but basically the genre is not just about shooting a film over there. It is about making an Austro Bollywood film, a German Bollywood film,
mm-hmm,
in Austria with Austrians.
Okay.
So everybody behind the camera, everybody in front of the camera, is a non-Indian.
Yeah.
They're Austrian and Germans, apart from me, and, so, and one choreographer who happens to be an Indian girl.
Okay.
So we had about
and
four,
the music director.
And the music director,
yeah, okay.
Who is, you know, also an Indian from Bombay. But we have we had a team of about 150 people, out of which just three or four were Indians.
So how did you communicate to them, and how do you see they haven't been in India, they don't know Bollywood. So
yeah.
How do you you know, how did you explain to them what you need?
Yeah, that's the biggest
challenge
for any
yeah.
director to you know, convey a vision. And if it's a vision which is very new to them,
no,
it's
because
a bigger
there's
challenge.
Also,
yeah.
also a language barrier,
yeah.
and you know, they don't have
yeah.
the. Basic
the,
concept of Bollywood.
Yeah,
so.
The language barrier wasn't there for me because I'm very fluent in German, but it's a barrier of communicating visuals to them.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, finding the right kind of cast.
Yeah,
so we had a big audition where there were, for the main lead
mm-hmm.
girl,
mm-hmm.
there were over 150 applicants for that,
mm-hmm.
out of which we chose one, the Maya,
mm-hmm.
the protagonist in the film.
Yeah.
And then the whole challenge was to get the vision across to them.
True.
First, to get the vision across to them, which is totally new. So you can't tell them this is a Bollywood film. Give them 10 DVDs to have a look at, because it's not a Bollywood film. You can't give them any example of a European film. It is something new altogether.
Yeah.
So it's like telling someone to cook something which has never been there before.
Yeah.
So
how do you get them to emote and present, you know, in this
yeah. So,
drama.
Yeah, so it was basically a big challenge to in form of body language,
yeah,
which a lot of times we had to, I had to, you know, play how I would play it in the scene in terms of purely Bollywood sense, and then have them playing the same, you know, scene in the European sense they would do it.
True.
And have something new evolving out of that, which is a mixture of both.
Okay.
And yet, you know, not that somebody feels uncomfortable in, because a European girl would always express emotions in the way she's been expressing emotions, which are very subdued.
Yeah.
So they hold back.
Yeah.
We Indians always have a tend to overdo things.
Yeah, we're loud.
We are very loud.
Yeah,
so the thing was to get a mixture.
Okay.
So that it doesn't you know, it doesn't become unintentionally hilarious. A lot of times when Europeans tend to do Indian act, it becomes hilarious. So we didn't want that, because it's a emotional drama.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a, you know, it's not a comedy.
Mm.
So we tried that. I think it has evolved very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very emotional film. And what I feel is that even in the first film, my idea about filmmaking is that if you can have three moments in
mm-hmm.
a film where you know, the audience
is touched,
where they, you know, where they have tears in their eyes, or at least three times they have get a goose skin, I think then your film is made.
You did a good job then.
So
and you have such moments.
I have to feel those moments
mm-hmm.
at least three times, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at least for me, the bottom line is that if you're making a film, then at least you should be happy with it.
Yeah.
So first, if you're not happy with it, then, you know, you can't make others happy with it.
What about locations and all? Could you manage them?
Well, locations, having lived in Austria, I personally feel, and the Austrians love that when I say that, that every corner in Austria is like a backdrop for a Bollywood film.
True.
So we have, but then you have to, we were very choosy in locations, because we didn't want to have the staple locations where you just have a nice background
okay.
and then dance in front of it, or have a, you know, so they were very relevant to the film. So we have, it's not just your crossover of emotions, we have a Hindu temple.
Mm-hmm. You found a Hindu temple in Austria?
Yeah, we had
That's
a Hindu
good.
Temple, in which is not a regular Hindu temple, but it is in a basement of a building. That's where we did our Mahurat shot.
Okay.
The final shot was done in the biggest church of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a combination of that.
Okay.
And we had over 100 locations, and we had wonderful locations which were very, very relevant to the film. And even if when people would watch the film,
mm-hmm.
they would get a flavor of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
And still at the same time, it's a very Indian story.
Indian story.
So it would be totally something different. And I think it's something which we had not made in that way before. It's
yeah.
something which people have never seen in that way before. So very difficult to, you know, explain what it is.
Okay.
It has to be felt and seen.
Yeah, seen, definitely.
Yeah.
And tell me you can tell us the story about the dirty toilet you were looking for.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah,
very interesting.
Before I tell you the story about the dirty toilet, it was not just a dirty toilet. First, this is it's kind of a half road movie which we travel through.
Okay.
So this Indian girl of Austrian origin, she lands up over there. She gets to know an Indian boy and they fall in love and they travel through Austria. So we had to find, he's a music student. So he has a very run-down car.
Mm-hmm.
Something very basic and easy to find in India, a run-down car, was very difficult in Austria to find. A car which breaks down in the movie, it was a big challenge. And
yeah,
it frustrated me so much that whenever I used to see a halfway run-down car on a traffic light, I used to go and ask them, can you give this car for them? But we needed a very old car, which we wanted to mold and, you know, to look like that,
mm-hmm,
which we didn't find.
Mm-hmm.
So that took about 1 year to find that car.
Oh, my God.
And we found a very, so that was one thing.
Okay.
So we found a car which not, it was supposed to break down in the film, which also broke down apart from the film. So we spent a lot of money on the car. But apart from that, the story I was telling you earlier was this, about this small scene where there's a very old dirty toilet.
Okay.
It's a dirty toilet,
okay,
where, you know, the just the edge of a forest,
mm-hmm,
in the film, and something which very basic we couldn't find in that part of the world because everything is new.
Yeah.
So we did a country-wide search. I put 10 people in a production team on a search to look for a dirty toilet.
Yeah.
So that was a big hunt for a dirty toilet. And but we couldn't find it, and eventually we had to go to the authorities with this very unconventional request.
Yeah.
And so they were also put on the job, and they found us a dirty toilet, which was about 150 kilometers north of Vienna. And they were just about to break it down because nobody was using it. It was so dirty. And so we said, no, just wait. So they waited extra for us for about 2 months. They postponed the thing. We went over there, and strangely enough, it wasn't dirty at all. So we had to make it more dirty. So we eventually found that, and we made it more dirty. And they said, you can do whatever you want with it because we want to break it down anyways. And they were very amused, the authorities over there. So we found the dirty toilet. I don't know if it looks so dirty in the film, but it was quite dirty. So that's the story about the dirty
toilet.
That's
good. That's interesting. This is Sandeep Kumar. You're listening to his story and how he makes an Indo-German Bollywood film. This is G Cafe. We shall be back. Hello friends, we are back. I'm with Sandeep Kumar, who's an Indo-Austrian filmmaker, and he's a director and actor, and he tells us about his story, Service Ishq. And Sandeep, I would like to ask you, how are you going to showcase the movie in India? How do you get to the Indian audience?
Well, I guess that since this movie and the whole genre is so different, it needs to be showcased in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So although it would probably be the first time, I guess, that we have songs in the film. By the way, the film is in German. The dialogues,
mm-hmm,
are in German.
Okay.
The songs are in Hindi.
Oh, that's interesting.
So this is a unique mixture.
Okay.
And I think,
and you have subtitles, not?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we plan to dub the whole movie in Hindi as well.
Uh-huh.
I think it will be for the first time that we have a European film with songs which are in Yash Chopra style.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And I was very, very impressed by Yash Chopra because I grew up with, his films, apart from, connection with Shah Rukh, which I have.
Yeah.
So I wanted to, which I also have in the first film, have one, song with that red sari,
mm-hmm,
in the Alps. And we managed to have that.
Okay.
But that's also in a unique style. So we have those songs,
okay,
which are pretty much, Bollywoodish, but in a different context.
Okay, and you've been with Shah Rukh in his school, right?
Yeah, he was
okay.
Much senior to me, but we have, when it just, became aware, I was in fourth standard, I think he was in the 12th, we have acted in two plays together.
Oh,
so
cool.
I can strangely boast of being in the same frame and the same act with
cool.
Shah Rukh Khan when nobody knew him,
oh, yeah,
when he was not the superstar. And a lot of stories around that when our principal, you know, used to be very strict with us and cane us, and also probably boast the fact that I've seen Shah Rukh being caned in front of me. So so that was, that's the Shah Rukh Khan connection.
Okay.
And of course, you know, be in touch with him, meeting him later on when he became an actor. And whenever he comes to, you know, Europe, last time I was a guest at his shoot for Dawn 2 in Berlin,
mm-hmm.
where they were for about 2 months.
Yeah.
So that is, of course, one connection.
Tell me, why did you not take Shah Rukh as a hero and you took yourself? How did you decide on that? I mean, because if you would have taken Shah Rukh, it would have been immediate connect to direct Bollywood and it would have sold like hot pancakes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it won't now, but, you know.
You want an honest answer?
Yeah,
or
honestly, be very, very honest.
Well, I thought, first of all, to go on with a good-looking actor and a better actor.
Okay.
No, just kidding. What I feel is, apart from, you know, this not being a huge budgeted film,
okay.
I feel that we had to have a lot of fresh faces, which because it's a story-led film.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's a film which portrays a different, you know, genre.
Mm-hmm.
Which would, you know, Shah Rukh is so famous over there. In fact, he's the only actor from Indian, you know, films who's famous over there.
Yeah.
Which would be bigger than any film which is made. And then you have certain kind of films which Shah Rukh Khan is doing. So, with all respect to, I'm a great admirer of Shah Rukh. And in fact, used to, when he was new and his films would come to Germany, I would take all my friends and, you know, tell them you have to come, and whenever you used to come on the screen, we used to you know, be very proud of someone from our school who's coming there.
Yeah.
But of course, we needed, you know, a film of different genre, and I would love to make a film with Shah Rukh, but would portray him in a completely different manner. But there are cross references to Shah Rukh in this film, which. You know, the protagonist, the actor who's who's playing the main lead, he, you know, sometimes even he's acting cool, he tries to be like him.
Okay.
In order to for the, you know, the German audience to have that connection, which is there.
True.
So that is there, and our main actress strangely has. Resemblance with Sonakshi Sinha.
Oh, I see.
The Austrian actress. So,
okay.
Which was not intended because nobody knows them. And another aspect is, of course, that we plan to take Bollywood cinema or Bollywood style cinema to a completely different level.
Yeah.
To make it more international appealing. So it's not for our main target audience would not be just the Indian, you know, diaspora outside India. It would be
international.
So we want Germans, Austrians, Swiss people who go and see Hollywood films which are dubbed in German to go and see our film like this,
which is made by their own people.
Mainstream films.
True.
So we don't have mainstream films at the moment in Western Europe, Bollywood films which are shown there. So we want that people should just go to the cinema or, you know, and go and watch our films. So that's why it has to, you know, have that those kind of elements. So we're creating something all new. So that's what another reason.
Do you
which
have a publicity budget or something? Are you planning on that, PR and all?
Well, intention is there. We're not very sure about budgets, but we have great plans.
People should know about your movie.
Yeah.
Should,
so we have great plans for you know, and publicity in Europe is done in a slightly
different manner
like it is done over there. So there you need to have your film presented on you know, a festival platform first, be where it is appreciated, and then you go out for, you know, so people you know, perceive it as a different angles. It's not all about publicity. It's all about your movie.
Okay.
And once it's good, it does well in festivals. It's there.
Okay.
And I feel because with the first film we made, we won a national award.
No, congratulations.
Austrian National Award in 2011.
Okay.
It's best.
What was the name of the film?
It was Kesariya Balam.
Oh, okay.
Loved Without Borders. So that film, we had to choose two titles because we didn't have a title like Servus Ishq. So it won an Austrian National Award, which was for the first time, in fact, in Austria that a non-German-speaking film won that award. So I feel that we need to go slowly because if you win very high, very big awards with your initial films, you have nowhere to go.
Yeah, I know.
So feel you just need to make a good film which you like, mm-hmm. and then you certainly find an audience for that.
True. Your movie is complete, right?
Our movie is complete.
What's any release dates? Have you decided on them? When do we see it?
We would release the film. We are planning to release the film in Europe in the first half of 2014.
Okay.
And talking to our co-producers about releasing it in India as well, so which would follow after that.
Okay. That was very interesting, Sandeep. And I wish you all the luck with your movies. And I would love to come and see the premieres. Please do call me then.
Thank you very much, mm-hmm. G. It was a pleasure doing this interview. Mm-hmm. And I feel that this is also a premiere in a way because it's the first time you have spoken about a Servus Ishq in a formal interview in India.
It's called destiny, you know. We had to meet today. We had to do this today.
Exactly. Certainly believe in that. And thank you very much. It was really a pleasure doing that. And I hope you can repeat it after we have released it in India.
Oh, definitely. As and when you are back in India, do let us know. We'll do definitely we'll shoot you up and we'll put in excerpts from your movie also, which you are not allowing us to do now because the music is not released and the movie is not released. I understand. But we shall definitely connect again. Thank you so much, Sandeep. Thanks for being on G Cafe.
Thank you very much, G. Thank you.
Well, this is G Cafe, and I am Gitanjali Kohl. We were talking to Sandeep Kumar, who is an Indo-Austrian filmmaker. And we shall be back soon with somebody else who is aspiring to be big and bigger. Thank you so much. Thanks for tuning in, and take care. G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-G-S-A-